The presence shift that makes you instantly respected. Have you ever noticed how certain people command respect the moment they enter a room? It's not just about their appearance or title, it's something more fundamental, an energy or quality that communicates competence, confidence, and authority without saying a word. This is what I call the presence shift, a transformation in how you carry yourself that creates immediate respect and recognition. In our professional and personal lives, this presence shift can be the difference between being overlooked or being influential. The good news? While some people may seem naturally gifted with presence, the core elements that create instant respect can be learned, practiced, and mastered by anyone willing to make the effort. The psychology behind presence and respect. When we encounter someone with genuine presence, our brains process a complex set of signals in milliseconds. According to neuroscience research, we make judgments about others within the first 7 seconds of meeting them, judgments that can be difficult to reverse later. These instant assessments determine whether we perceive someone as credible, trustworthy, and worthy of our respect. The fascinating intersection of body language, vocal tone, facial expressions, and authentic confidence creates what psychologists call executive presence, a quality that distinguishes leaders from followers. This insightful exploration of executive presence demonstrates how small shifts in behavior can dramatically transform how others perceive and respond to you. The physical foundation of commanding presence. Your physical presence communicates your internal state before you speak a single word. The way you stand, move, and occupy space telegraphs confidence or hesitation to everyone around you. Posture and body language. Stand tall with your shoulders back and your chest open. This power posture not only signals confidence to others but actually changes your body chemistry, increasing testosterone and decreasing cortisol, the stress hormone. When seated, avoid shrinking or slouching instead. Claim your space appropriately without invading others. Movement should be deliberate and controlled. Fidgeting, bouncing, or constant adjusting signals nervousness and undermines authority. Instead, move with intention and purpose, which communicates self-assurance and clarity of thought. Facial expressions and eye contact. Your face is constantly broadcasting your emotions and thoughts. Cultivate awareness of your default expressions, particularly under stress. Many people unconsciously frown, grimace, or display anxiety through facial tension without realizing it. Eye contact is perhaps the most powerful element of physical presence. Too little suggests insecurity or deception, too much can feel aggressive or awkward. The sweet spot is steady, comfortable eye contact that communicates interest and engagement while allowing natural breaks. Appearance and presentation. While substance matters more than style, your personal presentation signals your respect for yourself and others. Simple adjustments to your appearance can boost your confidence and charisma, creating a positive feedback loop that enhances your presence. This doesn't mean expensive clothing or rigid conformity, rather, it's about intention and appropriateness. Different contexts call for different presentations, but cleanliness, neatness, and attention to detail are universally respected. Vocal and speech elements that enhance presence. How you sound dramatically affects how your message is received. Even brilliant content can be undermined by poor vocal delivery. Tone, pitch, and pacing. A monotone voice puts people to sleep, while excessive volume or pitch variation seems erratic. Aim for a rich, varied tone that holds interest without seeming theatrical. Lower-pitched voices typically convey more authority, but authenticity matters most. Don't strain for an unnatural bass. Pacing is critical. Speaking too quickly suggests nervousness or desperation, while excessive slowness can test patience. Vary your pace strategically, slowing down for important points and speeding up slightly for examples or stories. The power of strategic silence. Perhaps the most underutilized tool in communication is the deliberate pause. Many people fill every moment with sound, using like, or other fillers that diminish their impact. Mastering the art of the strategic pause can dramatically increase your persuasive power, giving weight to your words and allowing important points to land. Try counting 1, 2 silently after making an important statement. This feels agonizingly long to the speaker but creates powerful emphasis for the listener. Clear, precise language. Words matter. Great communicators carefully avoid phrases that diminish their credibility. Hedging language, sort of, kind of, I think maybe, signals uncertainty and undermines authority. Replace qualifiers with declarative statements. Instead of "I just wanted to suggest that perhaps we could consider," try "I recommend we." The difference in impact is remarkable. Mental mindset shifts for authentic presence. Genuine presence begins inside. Without the right mental foundation, external techniques will feel hollow and inauthentic. From self-doubt to self-assurance. Most people struggle with imposter syndrome at some point. The difference is whether you let that inner critic dominate your self-perception. Begin by recognizing negative self-talk and consciously replacing it with more balanced perspectives. Remember that confidence is not about knowing everything, it's about trusting your ability to handle what comes. This subtle shift from knowledge-based to capability-based confidence creates sustainable self-assurance. Embracing vulnerability as strength. Counterintuitively, acknowledging limitations often increases rather than decreases respect. When delivering difficult information, transparent communication builds trust rather than eroding it. The key is framing. "I don't know, but I'll find out" demonstrates both honesty and resourcefulness, whereas simply "I don't know" may project incompetence if delivered without confidence. Developing present moment awareness. True presence requires being fully engaged in the current moment, not distracted by past concerns or future anxieties. Regular mindfulness practice can dramatically enhance your ability to stay present, which in turn enhances how others experience your presence. Before important interactions, take a moment to center yourself. 3 deep breaths can reset your nervous system and bring you fully into the present moment. Practical strategies to implement the presence shift. Transforming your presence doesn't happen overnight. It requires consistent practice and gradual implementation. Practice techniques. Record yourself speaking, then watch with the sound off. What does your body language communicate? Then listen without watching. How does your voice affect the message? This exercise often reveals unconscious habits that diminish presence. Work with a trusted friend or coach who will give honest feedback. Ask specific questions. Do I appear confident when I speak? What distracting habits do I have? When do I seem most authentic and authoritative? Following established principles for commanding respect can accelerate your progress, providing a framework for your practice. Gradual implementation. Don't try to change everything at once. Choose one aspect of presence to focus on each week. Perhaps start with posture, then move to vocal tone, then eye contact. Small, consistent shifts create sustainable change without appearing artificial or rehearsed. Practice new behaviors in low-stakes situations before implementing them in important contexts. A casual meeting with colleagues provides better practice ground than a crucial client presentation. Common mistakes that diminish presence. Awareness of what undermines presence is just as important as knowing what enhances it. Overcompensation and inauthenticity. Trying too hard creates the opposite effect from what you intend. Forced confidence comes across as arrogance or insecurity. Authentic confidence has a natural quality that can't be faked but must be developed from within. Always align your outward expression with your internal reality, while working to shift both simultaneously. This creates congruence, which others perceive as integrity and authenticity. Communication pitfalls. Several common communication habits can make you appear unprofessional or undermine your authority. Over-apologizing when no real harm has been done. Email or message qualifiers, "just checking in." "Sorry to bother you." Upspeak, ending statements with a rising intonation that makes them sound like questions. Excessive detail that obscures your main point. Failing to read the room and adjust your communication style accordingly. Presence inconsistency. Presence that fluctuates dramatically undermines credibility. If you're commanding in some situations but shrinking in others, people won't know which version to trust. While everyone has stronger and weaker moments, work toward consistency in your fundamental presence. Pay particular attention to how stress affects your presence. Many people lose their composure precisely when strong presence matters most. Developing strategies to maintain presence under pressure creates remarkable distinction. Real-world examples of presence transformation. Presence shifts happen across all domains, from business to personal life. Business leaders and their presence journey. Many of the most respected business leaders weren't born with commanding presence. They developed it through conscious effort and practice. The ability to communicate vision in a way that inspires genuine belief is often the result of years of refining one's presence and communication style. For example, Warren Buffett was once terrified of public speaking. He enrolled in Dale Carnegie courses to overcome this fear and develop his communication skills. Today, his unassuming but undeniably authoritative presence draws thousands to Berkshire Hathaway's annual meetings. Everyday transformations. The most inspiring presence shifts often happen in ordinary contexts. As demonstrated in this practical guide to personal transformation, small, consistent changes in how you present yourself can create remarkable differences in how others respond to you. Consider the colleague who once blended into the background but now commands attention in meetings, or the friend whose newfound confidence has transformed their relationships and opportunities. These real-world examples remind us that presence is developed, not inherited. How to maintain presence under pressure? The true test of presence comes not when everything is going well, but under challenging circumstances. Techniques for high-stress situations. When stakes are high, our bodies naturally enter fight-or-flight mode, which can undermine presence. Counteract this with controlled breathing, 4-count inhale, 6-count exhale to activate the parasympathetic nervous system. Grounding techniques, feel your feet on the floor, notice sensations in your body. Preparation, thorough preparation creates a confidence foundation. Perspective shifts, reframe high-pressure situations as opportunities rather than threats. Recovery strategies. Even with practice, everyone has moments where presence falters. The difference is in how quickly you recover. If you make a mistake, lose your train of thought, or react emotionally, pause and breathe. Acknowledge the moment if appropriate, let me collect my thoughts. Refocus on your core message. Continue with renewed intention. Recovery demonstrates resilience itself, a powerful component of presence. Conclusion. The journey toward commanding presence isn't about becoming someone else. It's about becoming more fully yourself, the most confident, aligned, and authentic version of you. This presence shift happens gradually through consistent awareness and practice, but its effects can transform every aspect of your professional and personal life. Begin by assessing your current presence honestly. Where are you strong? Where could you improve? Choose one element to focus on this week, whether it's physical posture, vocal quality, mental mindset, or communication clarity. Remember that true presence isn't about dominating others but about showing up fully and authentically. When you make this shift, respect follows naturally, not because you've demanded it, but because you've earned it through the quality of your presence. The most powerful presence shift happens when internal confidence aligns with external expression, creating a natural authority that draws others to you and amplifies your impact in every interaction.